Okay, last time we began discussing segregation, we left off with an attempt to understand Reb Chaim's position, and it's suggesting that the Rambam, in point of fact, holds like the Aruch, that if segregation below Nikolay is mutter. So let's just backtrack a little bit. The starting point for Chaim's analysis is the Gemara on Daf Kuf Zayin and the case of Makkos Morsa. We had briefly alluded last time to the difficulty posed, or at least the necessity to clarify what the difference is between a Melacha Chein Tzricha L'Gufa and a Pesach Reisha, because at first glance there seems to be a lot of commonality, and in fact, that emerges very much so from the Gemara and Daf of Zion of Makkos Morsa, which the Gemara frames in terms of Melacha Chein Tzricha L'Gufa, even though it also comes up here in the context of Pesach Reisha. So just to that point, by way of Hakdama, and we may come back to this later, the Kesef Mishnah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Zion, has the following that he quotes from Rebbe from Benosha Rambam. Kesef Mishnah writes, again, the starting point, the reason for the question, is that if you assume, like the Rov Rishonim's understanding, at least Rashi, and with the slight variation of the Ramban, that Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, the Shein Tzricha L'Gufa element is a function of the purpose of the Melacha, that Lashon Rashi Tzadidah with the Sasalka Me'elav, that the result of your Melacha is for preventative purposes to remove something, but you're not interested in that actual result of the malacha. And segregation also, you're doing an action where the result may be inevitable, but the result is not your intention. So Kesef Mishnah quotes, what's the difference? The guy with segregation, eino mechave no malacha kol ikar. When it comes to segregation, you have no interest in the malacha at all. The malacha may be inevitable, but you have no interest in the malacha at all. To go, Misha Sagar Pesach Beso, Bahaya Sham Tzvi, Shehu Lo Kiva L'Shmir Tzad Tzvi, Elishim Malacha Nasei Zbachreach. If you lock the door and you end up trapping an animal, your intention was simply to have a locked door to protect your house. You had no intention of trapping the animal, but if the animal's there, that's the inevitable consequence of your action. So there in Pesach Reisha, you have no intention for the malacha at all. Aval malacha shein tzricha l'gufa, hu miskaven l'guf ha-malacha, ela she'eino mechaven l'tachlisa. Your kavana is for the malacha itself, but your kavana is not for the tachlis of the malacha. Say, for example, you are, let's say, you're cutting your fingernails, so you have no interest in the nails that are being cut off, but you do intend to do the action that you're doing as a malacha. That's what he calls from Ravam ben Oshel Ramam, is the definitional distinction between a malacha shein tzricha l'gufa and a segregation. We'll probably have to come back to that, but just file that away for now. So back here to Kuf Zayin and Makkos Morsa. The starting point for Reb Chaim's analysis is a comment of the Magid Mishnah. The Rambam is Perek Yud Halacha Yud Zayin. Rambam writes, "A mapis shvin b'shabes kidei laharka pi amaka kederach sharofin osin shemis kavnin b'refu laharka pi amaka reis achayim shemaka b'padish im hipisa lahosim imen halecha shaba harei ze mutter." Says the Magid Mishnah, "Reisi misha hikshal rebenu," and that's the Ramach. Shepasach b'shnei elum l'der, kan v'sol perigzak. Sherei perishma shratzim shaninu hatsadam chayiv shalol l'tzarach pater. V'gmar etana amr v'yudah merav v'shimen hid amr l'akashin etzich l'gufa pater aleha. V'gidamati la'aha matis morsa mantana v'shimen hid. So the Gemara has a couple Meimros that attribute various cases to this general principle of cases where Rav Shimon says Glachashim Sichul Gufa is Pater, and in that list is Mapis Morsa. So the Gemara seems to present the din of Mapis Morsa as an example of Malacha Shem Zikla Gufa. You have no interest in the pus per se. And that's why, if it's Lotzi Bimena Lecha, it's Mutter. However, the problem is that the Gemara frames that in terms of Malacha Shem Zikla Gufa. And we know the Rambam, against most Rishon, and Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, the Malacha Shem Zikla Gufa is Chayiv. So that's the case. And Mark presents Mapis Morsa as an example of Malachish and Tzikul Gufa. And the Raman Paskins on Malachish and Tzikul Gufa is Chayiv. So that was the Raman Paskins over here. That Lahosi Men Alecha is Mutter. So the bottom line of the Magen Mishnah is that there are two Lashonos in the Gemara, and it must be the Rambam's passing like the Lashon that doesn't link this to Malacha Shein Esrika. Fine. Rav Chaim assumes Rav Chaim develops the following analysis. That there's a difference between Darshay Miskavin B'chala Torah Kula and Darshay Miskavin on Shabbos with the resulting detail of segregation. That when it comes to a Darshay Miskavin B'chala Torah Kula, the critical factor is Kavan. So B'chala Torah Kula, if your intention is to do an action which is aser, then that's going to be aser min haTorah. If your intention is not to do an action that's aser, adar shein miskaven, then that's going to be mutter min haTorah, even the segregation. So when it comes to kol haTorah kula, the critical factor is kavana. So if it's adar shein miskaven, you have no intention for the action of Isser, then even if it's inevitable that the action is going to happen, that's Darshan Miskavein, which is Mutter. However, when it comes to Shabbos, there's an additional factor of Melechas Machshavas Asa Torah, and that's dependent on your intention, on your Machshava, on your thought process. So if you know that the malacha is going to be inevitable, even if it's not your kavana, but it is your machshava, then that's going to be aser. If you don't know that the resulting action is inevitable, then your machshava is not there, and that's going to be mutter. So the critical factor in determining darshei miskavin in the context of Shabbos and whether a segregation is going to result in a chiyuv is whether you have machshava, you have knowledge that result is the end game of the action that you're doing. They write as follows. Lefisa nira b'psik reishe demavur b'gemara demod b'zer Reb Shimon d'chayiv d'dasa aruch b'zeh b'enu dafku b'nichalei cholik b'zeh din malakas makshaves nidin darish einu miskavi. So the malakas makshaves of Shabbos is different than the darish einu miskavi in Kol Torah Kula. The b'din darish einu miskavi in Kol Torah Kula the ikur dino hu shehei ritzonu b'kavanasa l'zeh shamu d'taloi. So when it comes to the Kol Torah Kula, everything should be dependent on Nichole. Bilav Hachi, Nihi Davik Sikreshe, the Isser Yasa Bibiver. But even if it's a Sikreshe, the Isser is definitely going to happen. Aval Mikamakam, Kol Dulo Nichole, Niskavi Milo Havi. If it's not Nichole for the result, that's not called Kavana. Babi Bakal Darashina Miskavi, the Mutter. Aval the din malachas machshavas the lo beinan klal ritzona v'kavanaso. When it comes to malachas machshavas, the critical factor is not merely his kavana. Ela shete asa malacha v'daydo machshavaso, but it's his awareness. Malachas machshavas is machshava. So even if you don't have kavana, but you do have machshava, that's going to be problematic. In pain, ein dino tolo klal v'nichale. So then, it's not simply a function of nichalei. He im the kol davi psik reishe the malacha yiduolo shemuchrachas leheasos mikri nase the malacha b'daito v'havei b'chlau malachas machshavas. So if you know that the result is going to result from your action, even if it's not nichalei, that's still malachas machshavas because your machshava is there. Ulefiza nimsa, the davrish ein miskavein v'psik reishe delo nichalei v'dasa aruch gam Shabbos dina kamo kol haTorah kula. So it comes out that if you have a davrish ein miskavein with a psik reishe delo nichalei, so according to the aruch, that psik reishe delo nichalei on Shabbos is going to be mutter, just like a nichalei of a regular Darash Ein Miskavein b'chol haTorah kula. B'chol haTorah kula, everything's dependent on nichalei, because what we're concerned about is your kavana. And on Shabbos, if we're concerned about your machshava, but if it's lo nichalei, you can say that is considered your machshava. So he assumes that the Din of Mappis Morse and the Rambam is really a psik resha delo nichalei. So the reason that lahosi b'men alecha is mutter is because that's lo nichalei, which is mutter on Shabbos. And the only reason the Gemara connects it to malacha shem esvichel gufa, he says that Gemara is a leap of the rab, the pasuk like Rabbi Yehuda, we pasuk like Shmuel, the pasuk like Rabbi Shimon. So that connection to Gemara is not a liba de hilchasa. That's Reb Chaim's contention that the Rambam holds like the Aruch, that if Sekresh de la Nichalei on Shabbos is mutter. That's what Reb Simcha Zelig writes in his piece about refrigerators in Apartheid from 1934, that addressing the question as to whether you're allowed to open a refrigerator on Shabbos, even though that's going to cause the motor to start running, which is presumably a malacha. So in addressing that, he quotes it. Here's a Reb Chaim that it's the Rambam holds at the Aruch, and therefore he's willing to go in that direction in terms of Sach, that's a segregation, delo, nichalei, lo nichalei, lo ichpaslei, which we'll talk about soon, and therefore that would be mutter. And most poskim, we'll maybe get to this next time, most poskim assume that the hetter to open a refrigerator is based on a psik reisha de grama, which is a different calculation. Even if psik reisha de nichole is aser, as we'll see through according to most poskim, psik reisha de grama may be mutter. But in that piece of Simcha Zelig, he presents it simply in terms of the Rambam paskening like the Aruch, that a psik reisha de nichole alone is what to rely on. Okay. But many argue on this understanding of the Rambam, Chazon Ish, Simon Nun, Ostalid. Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's not like super relevant for right now, but in terms of defining lo nichole, when you open the fridge and the motor going on,
right,
it's broadly speaking nichole. Even if narrowly you don't want it right this instant, but like theoretically you want opening the stuff, you want decreasing the cold to result in the motor going on.
Are you saying that's not even a lo ichbas light?
He's saying it's nichole. It's positive.
Saying
right.
It's nichole because
otherwise it's broken.
But as far as you're concerned, if the
you don't want it to be tully on door opening,
right?
What else do you want it to be tully on?
It'll run itself. I mean, even if you never open it, it's still going to cycle. You're opening it; it's going to speed up the cycling. But even if you don't open it,
but like during the week, I would want it to.
Well, you don't open it during the week in order to make the motor run. You open it because you want whatever you're getting out of the fridge. So you want it to be a functional refrigerator, but the refrigerator is not more functional just because you're opening the door. Okay, so the Chazon Ish assumes, not the way in the Rambam, that the Rambam is not talking like the Aruch. That's what the Mirkavos and Mishnah points out as well in his Hakdama to Rambam Hilcha Shabbos. The fact that the Rambam in a number of places is so same that the Rambam never indicates any distinction between Nichole and Lo Nichole. So point out the Sefer HaKovetz printed in the back of the Rambam, the Franco Rambam Perek Aleph Halach above. And if you want to take a look at an article written by Rabbi Josh Flug in Kol Tzvi, Volume 7, on this topic, Marmer Komos on Shitas Rambam, the Segregation. Okay, so we'll come back to some of the details within the Aruch as we go. But just for now, in terms of Sak and Shulchan Aruch, back to our story here in Simin Shin Kaf and the Mesechraisa, the Nezaisa Sugya. So Mechaber writes in Sif Yuches, Chavis Shepakuku Vipakshel Pishtam Listo Nekev Shebedofna Shemetzim Boyayim. So if you plug up this barrel with a piece of material, a piece of flax, Yeshmi Shematir, Alpha Pishi Efshe Shalai Yistot, that's the Aruch, the Hu Shalai Yehei Tachta Kli, the Kevish Eno Nana Vesita Zu, Havei Psik Resha. Perish Isser Nimshach Vechreach Midover Ma, Kamo Hamavis HaNimshach Vechreach Me'at Tazas Harosh, Delo Nichole, sorry, Psegration Delo Nichole, Umutter, so that's the position of the Aruch, that even if it's inevitable that there's going to be Schitas Yayin out of this Pishtan material that you're plugging up the hole with, that's a Psegration Delo Nichole, if you're not collecting the Yayin. The Amru, the Afagav, the Lo Nichole, Kevin the Psik Reshahu Aser. That's the Bali Tosis that argue on the Aruch. It doesn't make a difference, though, Nichole. Still Aser. The Aola no Gib Heter Bedover. The Yesh Lamed Alei Mitzachus. The Mechaber says, Minag, or common practice, seems to be Mekel on the Mitzachrayah, the Mitzaisa case. But the Limitzachus is not that we assume like the Aruch. The Limitzchus is the Kevan Shabarza Ruka Chutzlina Ores, the Ein Yan Magasana Ores, Mutter. That since the way this was done was that there is a extended arm connected to this piece of cloth that you're putting in the barrel that protrudes far out of the barrel. So that is like the case of Svog that the Mechaber had in Sif Yudayin, that you can't wipe up with a sponge unless there's a handle, and then if you're moving with a handle, we're not as concerned of Shema Yisra. So here too, you have a handle, that makes things different. However, at the very least, you should make sure that there's nothing that's going to catch the yayin that falls out. So take a look at the Mishnah Brura. Sikatunun Gimel, Sigration Huda Aser, Midra Banan, Aval Chiyuva Lakab, Sigration Dela Nikolay Vukulayama. So, Tzimbagan Avram points out that even the Bali Tosos who say that Sigration Dela Nikolay is Aser, they still hold that's only an Issa Dera Banan, not an Issa Dera Isa. Sigration Dela Nikolay would be Aser Minatoro. Sigration Dela Nikolay, we're only talking about an Issa Dera Banan. The kol zeh hu le'inyan Shabbos, the be'inan shei melachas mal Shabbos. Aval le'inyan shari isurei Torah, das harash the psikreish of the lenikolei l'kulei ama aser, b'isurei min haTorah. Now that's only true when it comes to melachas Shabbos, but psikreish the lenikolei b'shari surim would even be aser min haTorah. So that which you quote from the Rush here, just parenthetically, Rosh Hashanah points out, there's actually a steer in Rushes, that the Rush that the Mishnah Brura is referencing here is the Rush in Perek Yudalid Simen Tes. There the Rush says that the Aruch is only relevant to Shabbos, but not Bishari Sirim. When it comes to Shari Sirim, there's a difference between Nichalei and Lo Nichalei, and that seems to be the Pashtus. Sorry, there's no difference between Nichalei and Lo Nichalei Bishar Isurim. However, the Rush in Perek Yudei Siman Aleph says not the way, that the position of the Aruch is relevant even Bishar B'chol HaTorah Kula. And after all, didn't the Aruch bring a Raya from Kol HaSeis B'harto, which is not a Shabbos halacha. But the way the Mishnah Brura presents the Rush is that the one Rush in Perek Yudalev that distinguishes between Shabbos and Kol HaTorah Kula. Okay, let's see Mishnah Brura Nun Hei. It just points out the kol asif hazeh hu b'chavis shel yayin v'mosh yisker shachanak v'mosh asif hu adin shar mashkim avalo v'mayim v'tam adagad v'chol mashkim chus b'mayim das kam rishon and de'ein behem mishim liba v'esus kitasa hu rak mishim afarik mosel chitay saman avim. Okay. So far, the Pesach of Shulchan Aruch is against the Aruch, the psik reisha, the lanichale, is going to be aser. And the heter, or at least the libet chus on the misachrayim and the nezaisa, if you were mekalan, isn't just relying on the aruch, but siruf, the fact that there is a handle, and it's analogous to the sponge with the base achiz. Mishabur writes in Ber Alach of the Lanichale, Hinei bin Yanenu, Lanichale klal da sita. So in this case, you have no interest in the sita. You'd rather nothing be squeezed out because you're losing the wine that gets squeezed out of the cloth. But even if it's not lo nichole, but we call lo ichpasle, that's also a psik reisha de l'nichole. Chen uchichu betosos ayin hei, mehad ha-shabes kuf gimel, v'gemara d'ka'avi ba'ara d'chaker. So what's that all about? Take a look at the Gemara d'af kuf dalet and mideis, which we referenced last time. That in a situation, kuf gimel ben alef, in a situation where you're doing some work in someone else's field. So again, the Mishnah talks in the context of what the minimum shear is for a chiyuv. And the Gemara says that it's not a situation where ka'avid ba'ara d'chavre. Rashi writes, ba'ara d'chavre, lo ichbas le liafos. Why is that not a situation? Because you have no interest in improving the field of another. Right, this is where it tells us what's the Aruch, that this is a classic case of Lo Nichole. So that's why the Aruch thinks that Psegresha Lo Nichole is Mutter. And Rashi here says, Lo Ichpas Le Liafos, that you have no interest in being Miafa, the other person's land. Not lo nichale, it's not that you dafka don't want to, but you have no interest in doing so. If you look at Rabbi Akiva Eiger here in the Golian Hashas, he's mitzayin Rashi on ayin hei min aleph, and leaves that with the tzaruch ian katav. What's Rashi on ayin hei amin aleph? Take a look. Here the Gemara talks about potzei achilazon, that if you're squeezing a chilazon in such a way that the dye slash dam of the chilazon is going to be extracted, what are you chayav for? The Gemara says, "Hatzach yilos and v'alposo ain't a chayv alachas. If you the omer chayv shtayim, so if you the omer, see a bechal disha." So, according to Tanakama, you're not chayv for potzeya, only for tzad. And according to Yehuda, you're chayv for potzeya as well. Squeezing out the dye is a subcategory of disha. Amulo ain't see a bechal disha. Why did the Rabbanan hold the early chayiv once? That there's no disha. Sorry, a disha would do the karka. Aye, but the chayiv nami shouldn't deal with the shana. Because you're killing the chilazon. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, shapatsa meis, in a chanami. But the okimta is where it's already dead. Rav Amar, filu tevi shapatsa chai. Misasek who eats on the deal with the shana. That's considered misasek. Isn't a psik reisha? Shani hacha, the kama de isfe neshamet fe nichale, yehecha de leitzel tzive. That if there's more life to it, it's better because then it's going to be a more quality product of dye. The dye is going to be a thinner, it's going to be a higher quality. Says Rashi, Tfein Yichalei, Shadam Achai Tov Midam Ames, that you do have a benefit if the chilazon is still alive. So it's dafka, you don't want to kill it. The cave is called Atmo Miskave, the Torah Lashomer Shalayamus Biado. So since your whole orientation is to make sure that it's not going to die when you're squeezing it, Afilu Meis Ein Kan Ela Misasek. So even if it ends up dying, that's called Misasek. V'chimod Reb Shimon V'miti Lo Ichbasle Imis Rami Lumiyu V'chavne Lo Mechave. And when is Reb Shimon Moda by Sekreshe? Shimon's Moda Sekreshe is Chayiv. Where is Lo Ichbasle? As opposed to where you dafka of kavana, that result should not happen. So here, you dafka don't want the animal to die. You don't want the chilazon to die. That's why it's only misasek. But anything short of that, even if it's only Lo Ichbasle, that would be considered a psikreshe according to Reb Shimon. So that's what Tosfos points out over here in Yom Maskel Tvei. That this Rashi is against the Rashi that we saw on Kuf Gimel. According to Rashi and Kuf Gimel, Sekreshe Delo Ichbasle is essentially equivalent to Sekreshe Delo Nichale, and Modem Shemin of Sekreshe doesn't apply the Chiyagavnos. And here Rashi distinguishes between Sekreshe Delo Ichbasle and Sekreshe Delo Nichale. Yeah? Anyone see any good yishuv? So the one thing I came across was a comment by Rabbi Yaakov Kantrowitz. Rabbi Yaakov Kantrowitz was an uncle of Rav Moshe, who was a rabbi in Trenton. There are a number of tshuvos in Igros Moshe that are written to him. So he has a sefer
like Trenton, New Jersey.
Trenton, New Jersey.
Wow.
Ir Vein Bisrael. So he was a rabbi in Trenton. He was a European. He came. I think he passed away in the 40s. So in a collection of his kiddushim, he has the following suggestion. So he suggests that it could be in principle, Rashi will equate Sekreshe Delo Ichbasle to Sekreshe Delo Nichale. And the comment of Rashi in Daf Ayin Hey, where Rashi seems to say that Sekreshe Delo Ichbasle doesn't make the cut, that's only in the context of Netilas Neshama. Because Netilas Neshama is unique. In general, kol hamakalklin p'turim. If you're doing a malach on Shabbos in a mode of makalkel, you are going to be p'ter. Chutz mi chavala mavir, right? So chavala is unique in that even though in general makalkel on Shabbos is p'ter, because that's a chisarim lachas machshaves, but when it comes to chavala, if you make a chabura, that's a kind of a kalkel that's going to be chayiv, even according to Reb Shimon. So he suggests that maybe when it comes to mekalkel, there's a different standard of mekalkel chabura. There's a different standard of what's considered machshava, what's considered a meleches machsheves, and the bar is placed differently. So just like, according to Reb Shimon, even though a malacha shen tifl gufa is in general pater, but if it's a malacha shen tifl gufa of chavala, you're going to be chayev. So here too, if we're talking about chavala, then even if it's lo ichbasle, that's still going to result in a chiyuv, because the bar of how we define kavana is set differently when it comes to chavala than other malachos on Shabbos. That's the general framework that he suggests as to how to be miyashev these rashis. But take it or leave it, halacha, most assume that we treat lo ichbasle as lo nichole. That was a comment we just saw in the Mishnah Berurah in the Be'er Halacha here in Simen Shin Kaf. There is a prima gadim in Shin Tesayin that I believe Shmir Shabbos in his Mavoh, which was originally printed in volume 3 of Shmir Shabbos, and then when they came out with the third edition of Shmir Shabbos, they included in the third edition, the big fat one that came out 10 years ago. So there that appears in the Hakdamah. So he talks about Kalali Malacha. So I believe he quotes this Prima Gadim that the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Be'er Halacha in Shin Tesayin as saying that we do distinguish between Nichol and Lo'ichbasle. We'll come back to that a little bit later. And maybe the Prima Gadim is talking about a limited context. But it's generally assumed that in practice, again, we don't assume like the Aruch at face value. We'll talk about situations in which we are makel on a situation to lo nichole, bitzir of other factors or under certain circumstances. But it's generally assumed that for all intents and purposes, lo ichbasle is equivalent to lo nichole. Okay, one more point that may be helpful in understanding the position of the Aruch, maybe the Rambam. The Merkabah HaMishnah has a very long introduction to the Rambam Hilchos Shabbos, and the bulk of it is devoted to Pesik Reishei and Davar She'eino Miskafek. So the Merkabah HaMishnah, did I say Merkabah HaMishnah? The Merkabah HaMishnah notes the following, that if you look in the Rambam, the beginning of Perek Aleph, where he talks about Darishen Miskavin and Pesik Reishei, the Rambam writes in Halacha Vav, Asa Maisa, V'naseis Biglalo Malacha, Vade Te Asa, Bishvil Osa Maisa, Av Bishvil Miskavin Lachayiv, that if you did a Maisa, and that results in an inevitable malacha, even if that wasn't your kavanah, your chayiv, that's a gresher. Shadari yadua she efshar shelo teyasa as a malacha. It's inevitable, it's known, that malacha is definitely going to happen. Ketzad, harei shetzarech l'rosh of l'safik bo l'katan. So you need the head of a chicken for a toy for your kid. The Chasach Rosho Mishavis. So your son had enough playing Scrabble. So the only other thing left is cutting off a chicken head. Afa Pisha Eitzov Begamaso Larigas Ofbilvad. Even though your motivation is not merely for killing the bird, Chayiv. You're still chayiv because it's known that it's impossible to cut off the head of a living creature and not kill it. Ella hamaves ba bishvilo v'chein kol kayotze bazeh. So the death is coming for you. It's inevitable that it's going to happen, even though that wasn't your interest. That's a psikreshe. That's a classic psikreshe v'lo yamas. He's going to cut off the head and it's not going to die. Okay. So the Gemara's Mishnah notes that the Aruch explains this case of segresha de lo nichole differently. The Aruch explains as sarach ledam the chasach rosh of. Not that you need the chicken's head for a toy, but you need the dam. And you cut off the head for dam. Alpha pisha enim is gavin la miso chayv on the zilas neshama. Even though your intention wasn't to kill the chicken, you only want the dam, you're still chayv. So the Rambam says you're cutting off the chicken's head because you want the head for a toy. And the Aruch says you're cutting off the chicken's head because you want the dam. So what's the difference between the Aruch presentation and the Rambam's presentation? So he says there's a potentially significant afkamina. He says, if you look in the Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Tzadi Aleph from the Beis, so that's one of the Kolot Torah Kula applications of Segreshe Delo Nichole, of Segreshe. So there, the Gemara has Hamisnadev Yayin, Mevi Mazalfo Al Gabe Isha. So your Misnadev Yayin, you can sprinkle it on the fire of the Mizbeach. The Gemara asks, V'hamachada. So aren't you extinguishing the flames of the Mizbeach? The Mishani, Reb Shimon, he, the Amr, Dar Shem Mizkavim, but that's Reb Shimon, that's the Dar Shem Mizkavim. You have no intention, there's a lab, you're not allowed to be Mechavim, the Eish HaMizbeach. Eish HaMizbeach, Tukadim HaMizbeach, Lo Sechbeach. But it's Dar Shem Mizkavim, because that's not your intention. Your intention is simply to engage in Nisuch HaYayin, or not Nisuch HaYayin, in giving the Nadav of Yayin that you're bringing in the Beis HaMikdash. It happens to be that you may extinguish something in the process, but that's the Dar Shem Mishkavim, which is mutter according to Reb Shimon. So there Rashi asks, I love Sikresha. So that's not a Dar Shem Mishkavim alone. That's a Sikresha because it's inevitable that you're going to extinguish some of the flames on the Mizbeach, some of the embers, if you're sprinkling wine on the Mizbeach. So Rashi says, the Efshar, the Mezalev, the Tipin Dakin. Nope. It's possible to sprinkle the Yayin with Tipin Dakin, with small drops. Hilkach, Inami Mezalev, the Tipin Gasim. So therefore, even if you're going to sprinkle it with big drops, Umechada, and you're going to end up extinguishing some of the embers, Dabar She'ena Miskavin, who... that's still considered Dabar She'ena Miskavin. As long as it's possible to sprinkle it in such a way that it's not going to extinguish any embers, even if you sprinkle in a way that will, that's still considered Dabar She'ena Miskavin. That's not considered to be a sick ratio. That's what Rashi says. And Tosfos in Yuma, Lama Dalada, and Lama Hay says differently, but no, has been Akamara, that that's a Segresha de lo nichole on the basis of the Aruch. Right? One Terrace in Tosus is that, no, that's the point of the Aruch. That's the Segresha de lo nichole. Even if it is inevitable that you're going to extinguish some of the embers, bottom line, that's the Segresha de lo nichole. And then Tosus says, Inami, that hacham iskinon where you mezalef the tipin dakin. The yokimta is that you mezalef with the lighter drops that aren't going to extinguish the embers. The Rashi says even if you're mezalef the tipin gasim, the fact that you could be mezalef the tipin dakin is enough to be matir. It's enough to make a darshin miskavin. And Tosa said either you sound like the aruch that's the kumesh of nifalei, or if you don't sound like the aruch, it's an okimta where you mezalef the tipin. Okay. So what's Shaim that Rashi? Why is that the case? That the fact that you could do it in such a way that's not going to extinguish makes it mutter in a Dover Shadim Eskavit and not a Psik Rashi, even if you do it in such a way that is going to extinguish. The Merkavis of Mishnah points out that this Rashi in Zvachim sounds very much like a comment of the Shiltei HaGiborim. Shiltei HaGiborim is on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph B'Daf Ayin. Take a look at the Gemara.
In Shabbos? Yeah.
Shabbos. Shabbos Lamed Ches Amud Aleph B'Daf Ayin. Oz Gimel. The Shiltei HaGiborim quotes a Rashba and Daf Kuf Zayin. Rashba, the end of Perek HaOreg. Rashba, Kosev, Aviv, Dvar, Haran, Bag, Mishnah. Im Haya Yodea Kodim Shesagaras HaPesach Shehaya Bebeso Tzvi. They're talking about a case where you have a deer in your house and you're locking the door. So if you knew before you lock the door that there is a deer in your house, shemutter liskor beso, velishkor beso, you're allowed to lock the door, to close the door in order to keep your house safe, v'atzvisha besocho, with the deer inside, sha'afa pisha ayidei ne'ila, Nisa that Svi Mimela, even though by locking the door, Mimela, you've been sad that Svi. Ubilvad Shaloy is Kavi Lishmor said Svi Levado, Elisha Miskavi Nami Lishmor Bias. As long as your sole intention is not just to be sad that Svi. So if you're doing an action with intention A, even if result B is inevitable, that's mutter. So even if you know full well that you're going to end up being tzadik tzvi, but you have a second intention that you want to protect your house, that's what the Lashon HaRashba, the very last line of the Rashi Perek HaOreg, Kuzayin of the days. So there is even stronger, that even if you have a secondary kavana that the tzvi is going to be nisa, but your primary kavana is to protect your house, that the Rashba says is mutter. Continues the Shiltei HaGiborim. Baran Ramban Pligi Alei V'Savri Kishi Yodea Shi Tzvi B'Vayit Kon Shi Yino Alva Mishav Eskavim L'Shmir Tzavayit. Would say this at me, even if you have no intention of capturing this tzvi, she'asu lo lino l'bayis, the havei segreshe, v'hashta, l'divrei arashba, nimsinu l'meidin, da'af l'gav l'kayim l'andib segreshe yasur, hayu dafka, sheba oso maisa, the Ovid of Segreshe, Eino Miskave, Ve'eno Osa Dover Hatterimo. I will in the Oso of Segreshe Shaosa, Osa Gamkein Dover Hatterimo, the Iskave Gam the Dover Hatter, as a filu Ovid Segreshe, Mikave Gam Lo, Shari. So if you do one action, that's going to have two results. Even if one of those results is one of Isser, that's still going to be Mutter. Again, Alpha got the kind of line, the Psegreshe Usser, Hainudavka Shabba Osa Maisa, the Ovid, Hapsegreshe. Eina miskaven, The Eino Osa Daver Heter Imo. You're not doing a Daver Heter at the same time. You're putting in the Mesachrayim and the Zaisa. So the only thing you're doing, the only Maisa, is a Maisa Isser. Alimba Osa Apsik Reisha Eisha Osa. Osa Gamkin Daver Heter Imo. Vizkavin Gamu Daver Heter. Ozafilu Avipsik Reisha. Vizkavin Gamlo. Shari. But if you're locking the door to protect the house, even if you know that there's going to be a tzvi captured and you want it to be captured, that's mutter. Well, the MSD kula hizu, vanika sakti b'chidushai, to kol maisa she'efshar lasso zula sapsik reshe, as afilu avin osa maisa, afilu b'psik reshe shari, kilom iskavin lasso b'psik reshe. So the Nela Shil Kibbutz, right, that's the Rosh was a cool. But he says, independently, I, the Shil Kibbutz, had written previously that any action that could be done without the Psik Reshe, that even if you do it with the Psik Reshe, is going to be mutter if you don't intend for the result of the Psik Reshe. If it's possible to accomplish the result without the Psik Reshe, then even if you do it in a way that there is a Psik Reshe, it's still going to be mutter. He says, if what I'm saying is correct, then the Rashi is definitely correct. I'm saying that if I do an action that doesn't need to result in a malacha, so even if I do it in such a way that inevitably does result in a malacha, that's going to be mutter. So the Merkabah Zavisha says that's exactly Rashi and Zvachim. The case is that since I could be mezalek petik pindakin, where I'm not going to be mechaba the eish on the mizbeach, so even if I end up doing it with tipim gasim, in which case it is inevitable that I'm going to be mechabda, that's not of concern. Because fundamentally, the action that I'm doing of mizalf and yayin could be done in a way that doesn't result in the iser. So the Shulchan Aruch says, if that's true, then what the Rashba says should definitely be true. If that's true, then that's a bigger chiddush on the Rashba, who says that if I lock the door and intend to do both a Davar Heter and a Davar Isra at the same time, that's going to be mutter, and I'm not concerned about the Davar Isra that's a byproduct of the Davar Heter. So the Kavis Mishnah says that Rashi and Zvachim is consistent with this Shilte HaGibor. Then he says, let's go back to the Rambam. Why did the Rambam say the case of Dafka, cutting off the head of the chicken in order to use the head as a toy? Because if it would have said like the Aruch, that your interest is the dam, then according to the Shilta Gibor's definition, that should be a segregation. Because there are permissible ways to procure dam. You could procure dam from a chicken, or at least you could do it in a way without killing the chicken. So even if you end up cutting off the head of the chicken and killing it for the dam, but since you could have gotten the dam from the chicken without killing it, that's not a segregation. So the Merkabah Zavisha is trying to be mechadish that not only is this the position of the Shilta Gibborim, and not only is it the position of Rashi and Zvachim, but he thinks it may be the Rambam as well. Okay. Okay, let's talk a little bit about Psikreshe on Durabanat. So there's a Truas Hadeshan, Simon Samath Dalit. The Shailan Truas Hadeshan, famously, it's assumed, the Beis Yosef assumes this, that the Truas Hadeshan manufactured the She'elos in the Truas Hadeshan, that these weren't actual questions that were asked them, at least not in the form that they appear. But in as in the style of Shagas Arya centuries later, Truas Hadeshan manufactured the questions. If you look in the Hakdama to the printed Lekhet Yosher, which is the Talmud of Truas Hadeshan, so he has Kama Kamirayos, and whoever the printer of that edition was 100 years ago, he has Kama Kamirayos, and that's not the case. That in fact, the Truas Hadeshan's questions were authentic questions that he was asked. Either way, Beis Yosef definitely assumed that the Truas Hadeshan wrote the questions himself, and therefore you can be medayik in the lashon. Usually, you get the medayik in the lashon of a shayla. The shayla asked to a rishon, but he assumed that you can be medayik in the lashon of the Truas Hadeshan shayla because he wrote them himself. And again, if you look in the Gemara of the Lekhet Yosher, he casts some doubt on that contention. But be that as it may. Truas Hadeshan Simon Samach Dalet, the Shaila he's addressing is if you have a knife that is tufted into a wall on Erev Shabbos in such a way that it's mechubar lekosel, is it a problem of Sira to remove it on Shabbos? So Toch HaDvarim, the Truas Hadeshan answers that if it's a Dabar She'eino Miskavein, then even if it's a Psikreshe is Mutter V'Issa D'Rabban. So if we're only talking about a potential Soser D'Rabbanan, and it's not your intention to be soser, even if that's the inevitable result of removing the sakin from the kosel, that's going to be mutter because segreshe b'drabanan is mutter. That's what Jewish tradition writes, simin samich dalet. Take a look at the mechaber, simin shin tes zayin sif dalet. Shinta Zayin Se'if Dalet. Porsin Machaselas Al Gabi Akaveris. You're allowed to spread a mat over a beehive. Ubuvad Shalo Yechavim Lassid as long as you don't have Kavanah per time. Gam Hu Be'inyan She'eno Mukhraf She'yuni Sudim. And in such a way that the trapping is not inevitable. Ki Hefi Dilo Lahave Tzegreshe to make sure that there's no sick ratio. Okay, so Mechaber says that if you were to put a cloth over a beehive in such a way that it's a sick ratio, that would be us. Says the Magen Avraham, Simin Shin Tezayin Sif Katan Ches. Shin Tezayin Sif Katan Ches. Sorry, Sif Katan Ches. The Afal Gav the Devorim Ein Veminan Nisa. Now, 1 second. Devorim are not creatures that are normally hunted, i.e., it's only an Isser, Derabanan, Vim Kain Laka Isser, Deraisa, Afi Lahafi, Asimishim Sigreshe. So you see from the top of the Machaber, he says, that even though Seidas Dvarim is only Nisa Derabanan, nevertheless, it's Aser V'Psikreshe. So Psikreshe, even on a Derabanan, is going to be Aser. What's the Gemara that he's referring to in Beisa? So Gemara there has the din of Porsim Achaselis we have here in Kira Dachim Gimel and Aleph in Shabbos. Then the Gemara has that in Beis Alam Mivav Amid Aleph as well. The Gemara says, why is it mutter? Isn't it a psik reshe? The Gemara says, la'olam kula Rabbi Yehuda. Really, we could be going like Rabbi Yehuda, that darish enem eskaven is aser. V'hacha mayaskinan is beikoi. We're talking about a case where there are windows and there's an escape route for the beast. The low table of Rabbi Yehuda, ubavashalei eskaven lotzud, so maybe read it as long as you don't make it into a fortress where they can't get out of. Shita. You might have thought that the issur here is only if it's bimino nitzod, but if it's shalom bimino nitzod is mutter, hamash malan, that even if it's shalom bimino nitzod, it's still aser derabana. That is true. That for say that the raisa, it has to be a species that is bimino nitzo, that is normally hunted. But even if it's a bimino nitzo, it's still going to be aser de rabana. And that is, right, the simple reading of the Gemara, that dvorim are a bimino nitzo. That's what the Sharetzion points out here. Shin tes zayin sefkatan tes vav. Shin tes zayin sefkatan tes vav. However, says the Mishnah Brura, Sifkata Yud Gimel, Shinta Zayin Sifkata Yud Gimel, Devorim, Mashma Beis Yosef, Dehu Bechlal, Davar Shebimino Nitzo. Beis Yosef sounds like these are considered Bimino Nitzo, meaning it would be Seda Daraisa. Aval Shar Kos Kompligi Ale, everyone else argues, okay, Mashma Meagra. And if you look at the Shar Tzion here, Tesvav, Umad the Karmasham the Beitza, my Tema Darish Abimino Niso, so how does the Beis Yosef understand that Gemara, Mashma Lan? The dvar nami b'mino nitzo. That the kamash line isn't that even though it's not b'mino nitzo, it's still asa drabana. The kamash line is that dvarim are b'mino nitzo. And that's what the Beis Yosef understood. So that's the case. Beis Yosef understood that dvarim are b'mino nitzo. The Rabbi Willie pointed out that the Mechaber makes sense. The Shitaso, which otherwise is a difficult mechaber to understand. Take a look at the mechaber Shin Yud Aleph Sif Aleph. Shin Yud Aleph Sif Aleph. A Binyan Vestir Bekalim, etc. Then he has the case of the Jumat Hadasha. Im Hayasakin Takur Me Arashadis Bechadis, Mutar Lo Tzio Lach Nisa. If you have a knife that's stuck in to the wall before Shabbos begins, you're allowed to take it out. You have no kavana for being mosif al binyan, or if you take it out for being sosa. Says the Mishnah Brura, Sifkatan Yud. Bolivar Bazaar. Actually, before that, the Ramah says, the Dafka Shotsiyo Gam came from Akif Mibel Yom. That's only if he took it out before Shabbos began. About Limlo Tsiyo Mibel Yom, Aser. But if you didn't take it out before, it's Aser Davi Psik Reshe, Dosa Nekev, Upesach, Lechavis. Now that is a Psik Reshe. So the Magen Avraham here is Vadis of Katan Hey. Isn't this a case of a Segreshe on the Rabbanan? And didn't we establish? Didn't we establish in the case of the Dvarim that Segreshe is Aser even on the Rabbanans? So how is the Mechaber giving you a blanket license, Lahotzi Lahachnis, just because it's a Darvishen of Iskavin? Isn't it still Segreshe? Right, take a look at the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat in Yud Aleph Das Rama. That's the Ramah. What about the Mechaber? The Mechaber is saying, presumably, that it's going to be mutter across the board. But what about Segreshe, even on a Drabbanan, as in the case of Dvarim? The Rabbi Willa pointed out, that's the basis of Lishitasa. That he understood that Dvarim is actually Bemino Nitza. That Dvarim is Tzad Daraisa. The only reason that we're mapping of Segreshe by Dvarim according to Mechaber is because that is Tzad Doraisa. But in a Hanami, if it was the case of Darabanan, then we'd assume that the Chumas HaDeshen, that Segreshe of Darabanan is Mutter. That's the Psak of the Mechaber. But the Ramah is consistent that the road we showed him that understood that Dvarim is Eva Minam Nitzot, so you understand based on that din of the Dvarim of Porsim Matzelas that the Segreshe is going to be usher even on a Derabana. And that is a Psak of the Kubal, at least for Ashkenazim, that the Segreshe is usher on a Derabana. So this is all talking about the Segreshe the Nichole. Segreshe the low Nichole may be different. Tosos on Daf Kuf Gimel, the Tosos that we saw before, Tosos quotes the Aruch, and then Tosos argues on the Aruch, and one of Tosos Kashas is from the Gemara in Sukkah by the Hadassin. Tosas is right, see, and the Tosas could give him an Aleph, Lo Tzricha. Paragul of a Gazel, Gabe A, Mimatin, Biyantiv. Mishem Eloz, Reb Shem and Amr, Mimatin. So the Machlokas Tanoim, can you take off the berries on Yantiv if there are too many berries on your Hadas? The Park. I become a Sakin Mana. The Mishani goes to Likta and Achila, the Dar Shem is Gabi Mutter. So very good, but it's a Segreshe. If you have another Hoshan, you don't need this one. It doesn't have to sound like the Aruch. If you have a Hoshan Achrisi, that means that it's Lo Nichola, you don't need it, you don't care. The lack of a name came into Isla Yoshani Yisera Einu Masachin Klum doesn't mean to say that that's not called Tikkun Mana. Zimkena Maik Amr Hasan the Sabbath Laka Vua the Amr Darashim Kavim Mutter. V'yesh Lomar, how do you get out of the ride to the Aruch? The Oso Tikkun Muat Kumo Mir Anavim the Lo Aser Elami Drabbanan Lo Gozer Chachamim Kishen Onana. So it says, lest you say that that's a malacha de Rabbanan, and a malacha de Rabbanan, we weren't gozer, b'machim she'enu nena, i.e., dipsik reishe de la nicholet. Right? The closest here seems to be saying that even if we don't assume like the Aruch in general, but on a Durabanan, we will be Mega for Ipsik Reshe Delo Nichalin. If you want to see a Cheshbon and Lamdis, you can take a look at Rabbi Willis' piece on Mordechai in this, on the Psikresha, based on the Rabbi Chana that we spoke about last time, how to understand why Psikresha Delo Nichale on the Durabanan is going to be Mutter, even though Psikresha in general is Asur, and Psikresha on Durabanan in general is Asur. Even though Psikresha Delo Nichale in general is Asur, and Psikresha on Durabanan in general is Asur. Okay. What about Ipsigreshe, the trainer of Anan? So that's a famous comment of Mishnah Brura in Shin Tezayin Tezvav. Shin Tezayin Tezvav. The Mechaber writes, Kol Shemino Nitzah Sif Gimel, Shin Tezayin Gimel, that anything which is Vimino Nitzah, which is Sadaraisa, Chai Velav, Evimino Nitzah, Patur Velasar. If it's a Durabanan, if it's not Mino Nitzah, it's only Durabanan. Hilkach, Zivuvim, flies. Alpha Pisha Eimim Mino Nitzah, Atsu Litzudan. So flies are not normally hunted. It's not going to be Nitzah Duraisa. It'll still be an Isser Durabanan. Haga. Lachen Yesh Lizar, Shalom Liskor Teva Kitana, O Listam Kalim Shizvuvim Bo Bishabbos. So you have to be careful not to close a small box that has flies in it, because that's going to be a psik reshe of sad. Says Mishnah Brura, Teva Ktana Tesvog, Aval Teva Gedola, if it's a big box, Sfir Leil Rama, Dilukuli Amashari. Why? That feel imaya adam ome bisocho, loya yachalatalsa bachashtia. So if it's a mitzias where you couldn't just grab it in one shot, that's not sadaraisa. The gam, who darish eno vimino nitzot. And eno vimino nitzot also is not daraisa. So there are two reasons that this is sadarabana. Number one, you can't get it in one lunge. Number two, Zvuvim and Akvim Mino Nitzah. It says the Sharetzia and Yuches, that's a Lamar. Mishum Davi Trey Durabanan, it's a double Durabanan. Mishum Hafi Mutter, Be'eno Mechave. Afagad, Davi Psegration, Prima Gadol. So if it's a Psegration, the Trey Durabanan, that's going to be Mutter. Is this Nichole or is this Lo Nichole? The heter of Trey Rabbanan here, we talk about Epsik Reshe de Nichole or even Epsik Reshe de Lo Nichole. What do you say? You're trapping flies in a box. Is that Nichole or Lo Nichole? You're closing a box and there are flies inside. So Rabbi Willer pointed out it could be that this is Nichole because you don't want the flies bothering you outside the box. So maybe Nichole to have the flies in the box, even if that wasn't your initial intent. But nevertheless, it may still be true that so for psikreshah de nichole, that's only going to be mutter betray the rabban. For psikreshah de lo nichole, so that might be mutter even mechad the rabbanon as per Tosfos. Right, the Tosfos we just saw in Kuf Gimel that psikreshah de lo nichole would be mutter even if you don't assume like the aruch on a rabbanon. Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa in his Mavo, he has mar mekomus in both directions. Whether Lamaisa of Sigreshe, Delo Nichale, Bechad Rabbanan would be Mutter. Rabbi Willig has a Cheshbon that if you go through all of the Shmir Shabbos's rayas, you may come out with the following distinction, that there may be a difference between a derabanan where the malach itself is a derabanan, as opposed to a derabanan in the ofen hamalach. So if you have something that's the etzem malach derabanan from start to finish, so then maybe we would be making in that case on a psikresha delo nikolay. But if it's a malach shekar min haTorah, it's just done in a derabanan ofen, like with the galach hayad or some malachas machshavas detail, so then that might be a lower grade, or that might be a different grade. Maybe there, segregation de lo nichole would still be aser.
Do you mean nichole?
I'm sorry?
Do you mean de nichole?
No, segregation de nichole. No, de lo nichole. We're talking about our lemaisa, are we makel and segregation de lo nichole on a drabat? Even if we assume not with the aruch, that in general, segregation de lo nichole is still aser. But do we assume, like that comment to Tosfos Daf Kuf Gimel, that psikreishe d'lo nichole and adrabanan is mutter? So Rabbi Willis suggests there might be a difference between a drabanan, which is the ikar min haTorah, that it's a melacha drabanan, the rice is done in a drabanan fashion, in a kalafiyah fashion, or something like that, as opposed to a melacha that is called kulo drabanan. Shmir Shabbos has in Simin Parakav Zayin Sivkatan Kufnuvav. Parakav Zayin Sivkatan Kufnuvav, the Shem Shlomo Zalman, that if you have a small box and you close the small box that has flies inside, sorry, you have a small box of food inside. Right? So you close a box with food inside that has flies. So that, that's definitely a psikresha de lo nichole, because you don't want the flies eating your food or buzzing around your food. So it's definitely a psikresha de lo nichole. And it's a chad rabban. It's ein mamino nitzod, but it's a small box. So Shlomo Zalman thought that would be mutter. So that's an example of a segregation de lo nichole on a chad de rabban. It may be relevant to security cameras on Shabbos or things like that, which maybe we'll talk about. I don't know if we'll talk about that next time. We'll talk about it when we get to Kosev. Okay, so let's stop here for today. Next time, Rosh Hashanah, we'll talk about Safek Segregation, Segregation Ayde Grama. And we'll try to tie up the loose ends on Segregation. And then I think we'll talk about baby wipes. I'll try to send you out more Marmar comments.
Thank you for presenting it up.